All right, it is the Dog and Joe Show. Good luck on the cash. Double pay workday continues. I don't know if anyone's seen this over the news or possibly got stuck in it over the weekend. Sideshows have made their way to Sacramento. And the sideshows, if you don't know, are car sideshows. And what they do is they get a group of cars. All these guys get in their cars. They get on 50, 99. They get on 5, 80. They've done them on the Golden Gate. They'll do them on the Bay Bridge. They get a pack of cars. And what they do is they slowly come to a stop. There's 12, 14 cars. And the guys in the very back of the group just let off the gas. And they coast and they coast. So everyone behind them has to eventually stop. And all the guys in this pack of cars that are in the front, they start burning Brodies. They just start doing circles and they start driving crazy. And they start.
Yeah, we've seen videos of that.
It's all over. And
here now?
It's now made its way here. It started in the Bay Area, Los Angeles. I don't know what, two, three, four.
They've been going on for a little. When drifting kind of got big, they wanted to start burning these donuts, and motorcycle guys will do it, and car guys will do it. And
yeah, and me, you know me, I'll ghost ride a whip. I'll ghost ride a whip all day and night.
Oh, yeah, you will.
I love ghost riding the whip, but I don't get into the sideshows. That's just me. I don't have time for the sideshows.
Well, who does when you can ghost ride a whip?
Yeah, I've long been a big proponent of ghost riding the whip. But it started, I don't know where, big cities. And finally now it's made its way to Sacramento. And it is a thing. And it happened over the weekend. And they did this, luckily, at 2:20 Sunday morning. Okay, that's when the 911 call came in. People saw it. There's houses behind 50. And it says here, according to the police, the night kicked off with an estimated 500 car, 1,000 person event at Power Road, 10:30 Saturday night. One person was arrested, 50 others were ticketed. So this is gigantic. 500 cars? I've never seen one that large with 1,000 people, factoring in two per car.
How do you set that up?
That's Facebook.
That is crazy big.
That's big. So what they do is they take off. The most shocking sideshows, it says here, played out across six lanes on westbound Highway 50 right before the Stockton Boulevard exit.
Wow.
Cars did the donuts across lanes of traffic. Rows of spectators looked on behind them. The cars were lined up. And then the people and the emergency vehicles and all the people that just want to get home, they're stuck behind this. So everyone's saying, well, what do you do? How do you stop a sideshow? Me, I've always been a fan of cleaning your firearm, if you're law enforcement, the old-fashioned way.
Really?
Which is discharge it.
Mm.
You pop tires, you put bullet holes in fenders, whatever you have to do. But then the second thing is, and this is simple, you take away the license, okay? So let's say you're in this sideshow.
How are you going to catch them?
What do you mean, how are you going to catch them? They got
them blocked off of 500 cars.
They got choppers. They can go opposite direction. You get the motorcade out. You get the bike cops out. You can find them. And then when you get to the end of the pack, because you're going to know who's there to do sideshow, and the old lady that wants to go to the hospital to get a, you know, inhaler refilled, you're going to know who's there for sideshow and who's not.
But what are the odds we've got cops that can drive as good as the kids that are doing them?
Well, the cops could drive better.
I don't want to take anything. I'm not saying what they're doing is fantastic or sweet, but you got to know what you're doing to be able to pull that off without wrecking.
What are you going to do, donuts? Any dumb kid can do a donut.
I couldn't do a Brody in the middle of a freeway without wrecking my car.
Oh, I can. You got that many lanes of traffic. Yeah, you can.
Not in the Xterra.
Well, the Xterra doesn't do Brodies. If the Xterra did Brodies, then yes, you could. You stomp the gas and you crank the wheel and you go back and forth and you figure eight and you do.
Well, you better practice it first, because the first time you try and lay that down on a freeway, I would hit the median wall.
Okay, well, you're not getting invited to the sideshow, and you can't come with me tomorrow when I ghost ride my whip, okay? So you're not invited. But here's the thing. They're dumb kids that are doing this. They're just burning rubber, and then they're getting all this attention, and the cops can't get to them. But what they do is they put a chopper up in the air. That's all they got to do. Cruise around, find these guys, ticket them, and if not ticket them, take away the license, and the license needs to be gone for 1 to 3 to 5 years, because here's what they're doing now. It is illegal. As you know, fines range from $400 to $1,000.
Oh, no wonder they do it then.
There's no punishment.
Yeah.
There's just no punishment. Take away the license. That's all you have to do. Yank the license, tow the car, and they're done. And take the license away, I mean, for a long time. And you have the sideshows shut down. I've never seen one.
I've never seen one either.
We had one 2 weeks ago. I think it was Lodi and it was at Turner in 99 or Kettleman in 99. My wife was showing me. It was all over Facebook. They shut down 99 at like 10 o'clock at night. At 99.
How long does it take?
What?
How long does it take for them to get their thing done? Like, how long are they shutting her down for? 15, 10 minutes?
Oh, no. This one says 20 minutes.
Really?
They shut this down for damn near a half hour.
They burn them donuts for a half an hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, the kids up front, they take turns. Two guys will go, woo, yeah. They burn rubber for a while, then they'll go park. The other kids will take their turn. And that's what they do. The whole thing of the sideshow is everyone in that line gets a chance to burn rubber.
All so, 500 cars.
Well, I don't know with that many. I've never seen a sideshow that big. But if you got 20 guys, a couple of them burn out, the next two go. Next two go, and then they get on the freeway, and they haul ass, and hopefully the cops don't catch them.
Huh.
And I know to some it sounds innocent, and it sounds kind of fun. But when you got ambulance, when you got cops, when you got people that need to get places, it's stupid. You want to go burn rubber? Go out to an abandoned freaking Kmart.
I was going to say, go to a parking lot. I'd come watch at. You could drift and slide and donut like that. Go do it somewhere where I'd watch at.
I'm not saying that that's legal, but let's be smart about this. If you're going to be dumb, try to have just a little bit of wits about you. Go to a freaking Sunrise Mall. I mean, you could go out to the Galleria with a few guys. I mean, there's just plenty of places that have big parking lots where you could burn rubber. But see, that's not enough for them because no one on Instagram or Facebook gives you any love. You don't get mad props doing it out in a parking lot. You shut the freeway down. That's mad respect. That's how you gain street cred.
Seems so stupid
it's
to me.
It's just asinine.
And crazy.
So if you're on the freeway, they're here. Sideshows are here in the Sac area. That's what's going on. If you see all this smoke and hollering and hooting going on, they're sideshowing.
Oh, I bet people that get stuck in that line.
Oh, could you imagine? Oof. You would be pissed.
Yeah.
Pissed.
Yeah.
Here's Skinner. It's 93.7, The River.